弟兄姊妹，我们请先读一处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to a passage in the Bible.
这个地方是在路加福音第七章。
This is in Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章三十六节这里。
Luke 7:36.
大家一边听好，一边用我用讲的哈。
I'm gonna just speak about this verse.
对，就有一个那个法利赛人呢，有一天请那个主耶稣吃饭。
There was a Pharisee who invited Jesus for a meal.
然后他去了之后呢，有一个女人也到了那个地方。
After Jesus went, there was a woman there too.
然后这个女人是个有罪的人。
This woman is a sinner.
但是呢。他拿着一个沉香膏的玉瓶在那边抹主。
But she went there with an alabaster ointment and was anointing Jesus.
而且呢，他在主耶稣旁边在那边流泪。
And she was in tears before our Lord.
啊，结果那个请吃饭那个主人叫做西门啊。
So the host called Simon.
啊，这西门就想说，哎呀。主，那个耶稣，你怎么跟这个人这么近
？Simon thought, why is Jesus close to this woman?
难道你不晓得这个女人是个很有罪的人吗
？Don't you know that she is a sinner?
所以我们念第四十节后面。
So let's read verse 40.
四十到四十三。
40 to 43.
耶稣对他说：“西门，我有句话要对你说。”西门说：“夫子，请说。”耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩，免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。好，英文的读者已经先读好了。所以主耶稣跟这个西门讲说，有人欠了五十两，另外一个欠了五两。
So there are two debtors, one owed 500 pence and the other 50.
突然通通都免了。
So both of them, their debts were forgiven.
哪一个人他感觉他会爱那个免他的人更多呢
？Who will love the one who forgives the debt more?
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我想要。交通大概是这样子。
Today, this is what I will share about.
我们要做西门还是要做那个女人
？Do we want to be Simon or do we want to be the woman?
很多时候我们感觉不到主的爱，主的爱没有充满我们，因为我们是西门。
Many times we do not feel the love of the Lord or the love does not fill us because we are like Simon.
当我们像这个女人，真的从心里面知道。我们欠了千万金被免去。
But if we're like the woman, and we know that we're in debt for thousands,
我们不可能不被主的爱充满在我们心里。
Then it is not possible for us to be filled with the love of the Lord.
其实我在那个我上次不知道弟兄姊妹还记得我讲什么？我讲到在主里面的安息或者平安。
I don't know if you still remember last time I spoke of the rest in our Lord.
然后过了一两天之后，我就想，好像有些事情没有讲完。
And then 2 days passed, and I felt I have not finished that sermon.
我觉得平安跟喜乐呢，常常是放在一起看。
I feel that peace and joy should be looked upon together.
所以我就在心里面就开始有一些准备，我觉得应该跟弟兄姊妹交通喜乐的事情。
So I start preparing to share with brothers and sisters about joy.
不过这个礼拜呢，主给我一个好像不同的感觉。
But this week the Lord give me a different feeling about this.
那个感觉就胜过了我先前的这个负担了。
He prompted me and give me a burden over and above what I had felt before.
其实我心里有点挣扎。
There was a struggle within me.
因为我觉得这个想喜乐，大家比较高兴。
Because I feel we talk about joy, everybody would be more happy about it.
但是也许以后有机会。
But But maybe next time when we have a chance.
等一下我讲到的时候呢，我要先声明一个事情。
Later when I talk, I will clarify one thing.
就是说，等一下我讲到一些事情呢，我自己不是一个公义的法官。
I'm not a righteous judge.
我算不了什么。我希望弟兄姊妹被引到那个真正的那个公义的神面前。
I'm nothing, but I want you to be led to the righteous God.
等一下我交通的事情呢，其实也是主对我说的话，对我自己要的提醒。
The words I'm going to share are things that the Lord is prompting me.
那个弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒有一个很大的问题。
Today there's a big problem with Christians.
就是说我们的灵的里面呢，没有感觉。
Because in our spirit, we don't sense things.
我们当我们信主之后呢，弟兄姊妹，我们有一个事情很确定，圣灵已经内住在我们里面了。
There is something that is very sure, is that after we are saved, the Holy Spirit has already come in and lived in us.
我们灵里面功能其实是恢复了。
And the function of our spirit has been restored.
圣经告诉我们说，神是个灵。
And the Bible said God is the Spirit.
我们要用灵和真理，心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And we need to worship worship Him with spirit and in truth.
圣经里面也给我们一个很重的负担。
And the Bible also gave us a heavy burden.
基督徒要成长。
That Christian has to grow.
成为一个属灵的人。
That we will become spiritual men.
所以其实我今天等一下要讲的其实也是我们弟兄们也之前也交通那个认罪悔改。
Brothers have shared about confessing your sin and repenting.
讲到说我们要真实的在这个方面有学习。
That we really need to learn practically in this aspect.
所以我今天交通其实是对弟兄们的交通的回响是 echo。
So today, my sharing is an echo of what they have shared in the past.
好，所以弟兄姊妹要知道说，我们要用灵跟我们的神接触。
So brothers and sisters, we need to know that to have a contact with our Lord, we need to use our spirit.
今天有个问题，大问题，其实是很大问题，是我们灵里根本没有太大的感觉。
And today, the problem, the big problem is there's no sense in our spirit.
什么叫做听见神的话？
What does it mean to hear God's word?
我感觉很茫然。
It's as if it's not clear to me.
什么叫做与主有亲密的交通？
What does it mean to have a close communion with the Lord?
我不太懂这个事情。
As if we don't understand and know about this thing.
什么叫做圣灵的感动？什么叫做神的同在？
Now, what is the touch of the Holy Spirit? What is the presence of God?
我们头脑知道，但是没有经历。
Maybe we know it in our mind, but we have not experienced it.
我在刚刚信主那几个月之后。
So after the first few months after I first believe.
有一次碰到两个比较长一点的弟兄在那边讲话。
I met two brothers, kind of.Older in me in Christ.
我就问他们说，哎呀，听说你们可以听见神跟你们讲话。
And I asked them, I heard that you can hear from God.
然后弟兄就说，对，我们可以听见神对我们说话。
And the brother said, yes, we can hear what the Lord is saying to us.
哇，那时候就觉得好佩服这样。
And I really looked up to them at that time.
所以，但弟兄姊妹。主明明的说好，我的羊认识我的声音。
And the Lord said, "My sheep knows my voice."
所以主的话呢，从我们的灵里面呢，向我们讲。
So God can speak to us in our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天有一个问题，我们灵里面的那个感觉没有了。
Today we're lacking in that sense in our spirit.
我们的魂的活动倒是很活跃。
We are very active in our soul life.
魂的主三大功能就是情感，然后心思意志。
In our soul life, in our soul, we have this function of emotion in our mind and our will.
那个情感很丰富，就是这个怎么讲呢？ 我们有时候爱一个事情爱得要命，然后恨一个事情又恨得要命。
Okay, so a lot of times we can love something so deeply, or we can hate something so much.
然后有时候脾气就像火山一样巨乳，就爆起来。
And our temper is like a volcano erupting.
或是有的人很多愁善感。
And sometimes we have a lot of
就是古时候是有个女的，她好像把花折掉之后就在哭着。
Very rich in emotion, like a lady, she broke a flower and was in all crying and tears.
所以有人感情里面这个起伏很丰富的。
Oh, the emotion goes up and down really.
我们有这个思想也在那边常常转。
Or our mind is non-stop thinking.
然后很多的事情在这边讲很多的这个理由啊，这个原因啊，结果等等。
And we continually reason out, rationalize, and so forth.
然后我们做定一些计划，对不对？我们想要前面要做什么，定一些计划，每天哇想要怎么办
？And we plan for a lot of things.
然后这个今天地上这个 internet 这个资讯很丰富，每天这样跑进来，我们这个头脑，我们脑袋就在那边。
And then today we have knowledge overload from the internet, and our mind is continually processing these things.
然后我们的那个意志这方面其实也常常在动。
And our will is also very active.
有时候我们很想要的东西，我们就一定要。
Many times what we want so much.
好像铜墙铁壁，我们扭不动。
And we can't change our mind on that.
有的学生。我每次就听到某些学生每次一放完假就在那边跟我讲。
So students tell me when they have vacation time.
他每次放春假前或者放假前，我就立定心志，我要好好这个假期我要念书。
Many of them said, okay, for spring break or during the summer, I'm gonna be studying.
然后每次假期结束的时候，我就常常听到一些叹息声。
And then after the break, I hear a lot of sighing.
哎呀，怎么好想要又看书，怎么一下怎么假期又没了？
哇、well, ，I was planning to read my books. Now it's all gone. The plan is gone, and time is past.
所以我们的这个意志在那边立定心志，在那边要做什么事情，这活动很活跃。
Well, we can be very active, resolving to do certain things.
但是相对而言，你发现我们的魂里面的那个活动。上上下下很丰富很剧烈。
So you can see that our soul is moving, is very active, going up and down.
但是那个灵里面的感觉很微弱。
But the spirit is very weak in its sense.
所以我们需要好好在这个事情上面要学，要操练。
And that's why we need to learn, we need to practice and exercise.
啊，我们有个弟兄就是。那个名称叫做属灵外行人。
We are kind of outsider when it comes to spiritual things.
所以对于与神接触、神的同在、什么听到神的声音、神的引导，这些变成外行人。
So we are kind of outsiders when it comes to sensing the Lord and being prompted by Him or His leading.
所以这个属灵的感觉啊，有点像我们生命的那个脉搏。
So the spiritual sense is like our pulse.
我们不要让这个脉搏好像哇，好像心跳那个脉搏越来越缓慢，最后变停了。
We should not let our pulse become so weak to the point that it's gone.
那我们有什么路去学呢
？So now, what's the way to learn this?
我很愿意就是做一个建议。
So I'm willing to give a suggestion.
就是。从我们良心里面对罪的感觉呢，这个方面我们可以学。
So let's start with our conscience. Our conscience sensing sin.
当这个我们重生得救之后，我们灵里面那个良心的那个功能也恢复了。
After we're born again, our conscience has been revived.
所以有些事情好像明显得罪主的事情，那个是很可能就是灵里面。开始给我们的感觉。
So things are very obviously are not pleasing the Lord. In our spirit, we can sense that.
我们读几处的圣经。
Now let's read a few passages.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。
Psalm 66:18.
就一句话而已。诗篇六十六篇十八节，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
如果心里面看重一个罪孽的话，主绝对不听的。主绝对不听祷告。
If we regard iniquity, the Lord will not hear our prayer.
然后我们再请看提摩太前书第一章十五节。
1 Timothy 1:15。
提摩太前书一章十五十六节哈，基督耶稣降世为人，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
15:16 This is a faithful thing and worthy of all acceptance.That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on me to life everlasting.
所以在这个保罗，这个属灵生命已经，或者说他人生的生命已经到了尽头的时候。
So when Paul reached almost the end of his life,
那同时也是他属灵生命成长的到了高峰的时候。
This is also the epitome of his spiritual life on earth.
他仍然感觉他是个罪魁。
Still, he feels that he is the chief of sinners.
并且是蒙了怜悯。
And then he had been shown mercy.
Okay. 然后我们再看一次就好。这个哥林多前书第五章。
1 Corinthians 5.
哥林多前书五章的六跟七节。
1 Corinthians 5:6-7.
好的。哥林多前书五章六跟七，你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无效的面，应当把旧笑除尽。好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaven the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
所以这个笑叫，好，好的，国内这念叫。这个教字意思是罪的意思。
This leaven.
你们念笑可以吗 ？OK.
This leaven refers to sin.
对这个，然后这个笑呢，好像是罪一样，它可以在。所以我们今天擘饼的时候是用的是无效饼。
So today in the breaking of the bread, we have unleavened bread.
一方面表明我们的主是没有罪的羔羊，无罪的羔羊。
To show that the Lord, our Lord, is sinless. He is the sinless, sacrificial lamb.
那当我们领用的时候呢
？And when we take up this bread,
我们也知道说，我们愿意站在一个罪被洗净的地位。
We are willing to stand in the position of our sin having been cleansed.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这个。认罪悔改这件事情
So the confessing of sin and repentance
听起来好像很基本的事情
seems,
好像一信主就知道
Seems to be very basic We know about that when we first believe
但是不管我们信主多久我们恐怕并没有学得很好
But it doesn't matter how long we have been Christian It seems that we haven't learned very well in this subject
我深深有个感觉啊，就是在这个世代的时候
，I feel deeply that in this generation，
我们对罪的感觉太麻木了。
Our sense of sin is we don't have a good sense of sin。
我们对得罪神的时候呢，我们常常没有感觉。
And when we offend God, we don't feel anything。
这些事情我们在福音朋友的身上肯定可以看见。
We can see this thing in our friends who are unbelievers.
但今天在基督徒的身上，我们也感觉这种 对罪的感觉好像很微弱。
But today among Christians, we see that the sense of sin is so weak among Christians.
对，我个人很喜欢当圣经描述那个大麻风。
I really like the way the Bible describes the leper.
这个大麻风好像就是一个图画，给我们形容给我们看，我们这个人是什么样一个人。
The picture of a leper shows us our condition.
有的大麻风是从头到脚长满了大麻风。
So some lepers are covered with leprosy from head to toe.
这么的那个一个污秽的光景。
It's this type of uncleanliness.
而感谢主，好些的大麻风在主的面前得到医治。
Now we know a lot of lepers were healed by our Lord.
得到洁净。
They were cleansed by our Lord.
所以今天我们要问一个问题：难道我们信主之后还要回去在那边摸那些大麻风吗？
So today we need to ask ourselves, are we going to go back and touch the leprosy?
主的确是爱罪人，没有，这肯定。
No doubt, our Lord loves sinners.
但是主是恨恶罪孽。
But our Lord hates sin.
那有一件事情，弟兄姊妹，神非常的乐意听人的祷告。
Our Lord is so pleased to listen to our prayer.
当有基督徒，就当我们弟兄姊妹，我们要向主祷告的时候，我们主巴不得就在那边发现说，啊，有人要跟我说话。
When we are coming to the Lord and want to pray to Him, He's very joyful that there's people who want to talk to Him.
但是我们刚刚诗篇念到那句。
But we read in Psalms that verse.
我如果心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
主何等的乐意听人的祷告。
The Lord is so pleased to hear people's prayer.
但是当一个人里面，他一个罪哈，他一定要抓住，一定要做的时候呢，主祷告是不听的。
But if there is a sin that you're not willing to let go, that you grab onto, the Lord cannot hear you.
我听过一个弟兄，一个年长弟兄这样的一个形容。
An elder brother described it this way.
但是那个软弱犯罪跟注重罪孽是不一样。
Now, to be weak and to commit sin is different from one who deliberately hang on to sin.
那个在圣经里面那个飞鸟哈，常常是作为一个仇敌撒旦的代表。
In the Bible, the bird is used to represent Satan.
所以弟兄这样形容，我们很多时候呢，我们不能防止飞鸟从我们头上飞过去。
So the brother described it this way: We cannot prevent the bird from flying over us.
所以有时候这个仇敌啊、世界这些的试探，我们的确会有软弱，会犯罪。
So we will have weakness, sin or the world. We will be weak with committing sin.
对，虽然我们不能够防止飞鸟从我头上飞过，但是我可以不让飞鸟在我头上做窝。
Although we cannot prevent the bird from flying over, we can prevent it from building a nest.
这弟兄们听得懂吗？这个飞鸟飞过我没有办法防止它。
I cannot prevent the bird from flying over me.
但是我绝对可以不让它在我头上啊，这个花这么多时间慢慢把一个窝做好。
But I can definitely prevent it from slowly building that nest on me.
也就是说，当我们心里抓住罪的时候呢，是我允许这个撒旦在我头上做窝。
So when we allow ourselves to hang on to a sin, that is allowing Satan to build a nest.
这个有很大的不同了。
There's a difference.
就一个小孩他偷妈妈的钱。
For example, a kid, He steals mom's money.
他那个他可能真的这个手很痒，老是控制不了要偷。
Maybe he cannot help himself, and so he steal the money.
他这个意志有点薄弱。
And his will is weak.
但是他心里面有一个态度说，我不要再犯罪。
But then in his heart, he said, "I don't want to sin again."
但是如果一个偷钱的小孩他故意要继续去偷
But if a kid is determined to go on stealing
他不可能带着平安来面对他的母亲的
I'm sure he cannot come before the mom with a peaceful heart
所以一个他虽然会软弱但是不愿意犯罪跟那个故意要注重罪孽去犯罪这是很大的不同的
So there's a difference between one who is not willing to sin but sinned than one who deliberately wants to sin
所以当一个人故意在那边要抓住罪的时候呢神心中是非常厌恶这件事情
So the Lord hates one who is deliberately hanging on to sin
所以希望我们求主让主常常光照让我们认识自己的本相
So may the Lord continue to enlighten us that we will see our condition
有时候 我感觉一个形容就是我们那个眼睛不是很怕沙子进来对不对
Isn't it that our eyes are so afraid the dust will come in
有时候我们说 一点小罪或一点大罪我只是一点点小罪
Many of us think, oh, I only commit little sin.
但其实哈，在圣洁的神的眼中，那个罪呢，就算很小的罪，像沙子一样，也都像他眼睛里面的沙子。
But for our righteous Lord, even a little sin is like the speck of dust in his eyes.
所以主对这件事情的感觉是非常的强烈的。
So he has a strong feeling against this thing.
为什么圣经他要讲说恨人就是杀人
Why does the Bible say to hate is like murder
或是更准确就是当我们对弟兄动怒的时候呢就好像杀人
Or when we have wrath against our brother we are murdering our brother
对我想我然后我是弟兄
And I'm the brother
然后圣经上说你对妇女动一念的时候呢就是动奸淫
And the Bible said if you lust against a woman you are committing adultery
哇我们听了这种真是 吓死我了
When you hear this it's very scary thing
我这个动怒的时候不知道杀了多少人吓死
I don't know how many people have I killed because I waswrath, angry with them.
我想弟兄姊妹，这一个方面，主告诉我们说，活出神的圣洁呢，不是靠自己的。
And the Lord tells us to live out His righteousness is not by our own effort.
另外一方面呢，我们也深深的感觉，主对这些罪的那里面感觉是非常强烈。
And yet we know that the Lord has this very strong reaction against sin.
有时候我们觉得是一个小小的罪。
For us, it might be a little sin.
我动怒一下。
Maybe I'm just mad a little bit.
但是主形容他说，动怒就像是杀人一样。
But the Lord described it as murder.
我小时候，我们家附近有一个那个篮球场。
When I was young, I lived close by a basketball court.
我们通常放学，好多附近的小朋友邻居都跑到那个篮球场那边玩。
And after school, we always go there to play ball.
然后篮球场旁边一个很大的一个臭水沟。
And beside the basketball court, there's a dirty water canal.
然后臭水沟上面有很重的那个石头，然后石头当中有一些的缝隙，让雨能够流下去，这样。
And then beside that, there are rocks so that the fish can go there.
The rain.
Oh, the rain can go there.
就那天我不知道怎么搞的，那个我的拖鞋卡在那个缝隙里面，掉到水沟下面去。
And I don't know why, but one day my slipper went in there.
那但一个其实一个小拖鞋不值什么钱就是了。
Well, see, that's not worth any money.
但我忘记那天为什么我感觉很害怕，我觉得回家不能交代。
But then I was so scared. I feel like I cannot tell my parents about it.
所以呢，那个臭水沟那个有一段距离那边呢，有一块好像盖子，那个很重的盖子好像不见了。
So there was a cover for that canal that's gone that day.
所以我就决定下那个臭水沟呢，去捡我的拖鞋。
So I decided to go in there, to take out, get my slipper.
然后造成了周边的轰动。
Created a lot of.
所以所有的小朋友们都停止玩乐，跑来看我这个人进臭水沟捡拖鞋。
They all stop playing and they come and look at me getting into that.Sewer.
啊，那天真的是很难受。
Today, that day was really difficult.
因为水都是黑的。
Because all the water is black.
然后要在当中走，要从那个洞，然后走一段距离，然后在那边摸摸摸。他们在那边指引我，在这边，在这边，然后在下面摸摸摸。
And I had to go in and then, you know, kind of blindly touching, feeling the way and trying to find the slipper.
然后很艰难的，我就把我的拖鞋找到了。
So after all that, I found my slipper.
那我想这个比方就是说，我们的神是完全纯洁圣洁的。
This example is to show us that our God is holy and clean and righteous and pure.
所以当这个罪好像对他来讲，就像这个臭不可闻的臭水沟一样。
And the sin is like the sewer.
我想啊，就是这个罪也蛮厉害的。
Sin is terrible.
它可以让一个面酵像全团这样发起来。
You see, it can work like the leaven, and it can leaven the whole lump.
所以小朋友他，你如果偷五块钱。
So a child, if he steals $5.
哎呀，这个如果假设啊，爸爸妈妈说，哎呀，这个五块钱小钱啊，偷一下，哎，算了算了。
Now, if the parents say, oh, that's okay, it's only $5, it's not, no big deal.
那几乎可以保证下次多偷一点，就偷个20块。在20块变100块，以后长大不知道要偷什么东西。
I'm sure next time it will become $20 or become $100 and then it will get worse.
然后人心中的一点点小小的那个苦毒啊。
And then the little bitterness in our heart.
或是一些的小小的怨恨。
Or kind of hate that's in our heart.
里面可以膨胀变成很大的仇恨。
It can blossom into a great hatefulness.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
And this is true.
一点点小小的这些怨恨。
This small hate in us.
啊，慢慢你会发现，哇。当他最后变成很大的仇恨，你发现说，哇，这个人做出这些事情的时候，我真是难以想象。
When it becomes big, you will take action, and then when people look at your action, they cannot imagine how can someone do such a thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个罪这件事情，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
That's why with regards to sin, we should not give ground to the enemy or foothold.
仇敌是很厉害的。
The enemy is terrible.
可以，他可以从一个人的我们里面的小小的缝隙呢，去攻击我们。
He can attack us if we have a little line of crack there.
只要有一些的缝隙被他攻进去呢，这个可以变大。
And when he entered that hairline crack, he can make it big.
我听说有些人喜欢吃海鲜还是青蛙之类的。
I know some people love seafood or like frogs.
所以我只听说我没有吃过，就是他们就煮的时候呢，要从最新鲜的螃蟹开始煮起。
They have to start cooking the freshest of the crab first.
所以把螃蟹放在冷水里面，然后就开始煮。
So they first put the crab in the cold water and start to turn on the heat.
所以当你慢慢煮，哎呀，这个水越来越温了，好像很温暖的。
So the water starts to get warm as if it feels good.
然后水温渐渐升高，最后就是滚起来就把它煮熟了。
But then it starts from warm to boiling, and then it will be fully cooked.
那个如果跟我在一起多的弟兄姊妹啊。
So brothers and sisters who are familiar with me.
我可能常常用不同的机会讲到一件事情，叫做随流失去。
I used different ways to describe how to be drifting away.
其实在我内心深处，我很怕这种 事情发生。
Actually, in my heart, I'm very afraid that this thing will happen to me.
所以随流失去的意思就是说，你假设有一个很瀑布，这个你掉下瀑布就没命。
So if there is a fall, if you drop into that water, you'll die.
那你好像在一个船上，你还不自觉往那个方向去飘过去。
But if you are in a boat and you're unaware, but you're going towards the direction of the fall.
刚开始你只是飘一点点。
At the start, you might be drifting only a little bit.
你感觉不是很强烈的。
And you're not aware of it.
但是慢慢飘，一直飘，一直飘，最后呢，撒旦给这个人致命的一击。
But then, when you get close to that, then Satan will give you the final blow.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些字可以在我们身上。从小发起来变大
So all these things can start small and become big.
大麻风也可以传染
And we know that leprosy is contagious.
对，当一个罪在那边产生的时候呢
When a sin is started.
如果我们不隔绝的话
If we do not cut it off.
这件事情就可以扩散
Then it will spread.
各位弟兄姊妹，这些都是仇敌的诡计。
These are the schemes of the evil one.
不要小看这些事。
We cannot look down on this thing.
好，我刚刚提到这些，也许大家听起来很沉重。
Maybe you all feel heavy-hearted after hearing this.
但弟兄姊妹，这个我们基督徒成长是这样子。
But our Christian growth is such.
每次当我们在这里擘饼的时候。
When we come for the breaking of the bread,
我们总是记得知道我们救恩的根基。
We need to know the foundation of our salvation.
因为主的宝血永远洗净我们的罪。
Because the blood always cleanses.
所以每一次来到这个饼杯面前，或是来到主面前。
So whenever we come before the bread and the cup, or before the Lord,
当主给我们一个罪里面良心一个对罪的感觉的时候。
When we have this sense of sin and heaviness in us.
我们就承认，并且我们愿意要悔改。
Then we admit and we confess and we repent.
然后神是信实公义的，他就洗净我们的罪。
The Lord is righteous and just, and He will forgive us our sins.
所以在这个良心清洁的根基之上呢，我们开始成长。
So we need to have this foundation of purity of conscience, and on this foundation, we start to grow.
所以大家知道，我今天讲这么多，大家知道，虽然在这根基之上呢，并不表示我们已经都不犯罪。
And even on this foundation, it doesn't mean that we will never commit sin.
但是呢，在这根基的时候，我们每一次犯罪呢，主光照，我们在求主赦免。
But on this foundation, whenever the Lord shows us our sin, we repent and we ask for forgiveness.
然后主在我们生命里面成长的过程当中，就让这些罪能够慢慢的脱离。
And then the Lord will let this sin depart from us.
所以在擘饼的时候啊，就表明这件事情的根基跟我们的生活。
So in the breaking of the bread, it shows us this foundation.
因为主耶稣吩咐我们擘饼的时候有一件事情要做。
Because the Lord tells us there's one thing we need to do in the breaking of the bread.
我们要省察自己。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们要在饼杯前受审判。
And we need to be judged before the bread.
所以我最近看一个弟兄的传记，叫做印度的一个巴辛弟兄。
I read the biography of Baxin.
他传福音拯救了好多的，就是在印度里面印度的人。
Through his preaching of the gospel, he saved a lot of souls.
后来发现，哎呀，这些人怎么好像，信主之后就不见了，这样，所以没有得到成长的造就。
And he realized after a while that these people are gone after being saved. They did not they were not edified and growing.
所以他们就开始建立了一些的教会呢，让弟兄姊妹在当中能够得到造就。
So they started to have meetings so that brothers and sisters can be edified.
他们也在擘饼。
And they were also breaking bread.
当擘饼的时候，一开始擘饼的时候，那个罪的感觉很强。
During the breaking of the bread, the sense of sin was so strong.
有一个弟兄有一次剥饼的时候
One time a brother during the breaking of the bread
他突然想到哎呀我得罪了另外一个人呢我还没有求他原谅
He suddenly realized that he had offended another person and had not asked for forgiveness
他就赶快匆匆忙忙就赶快跑出去跑去跟那个人赔罪
So immediately he went to that person confess his sin
然后他就赶快匆匆忙再回来还赶得上剥饼
And then come back immediately and still was able to continue with the breaking of the bread.
然后有一个弟兄也是在剥饼的时候
Another brother, same thing, during the breaking of the bread.
反正主提醒他你这边你上次得了一些的不义之财
The Lord prompted him that you have gained certain riches that you should not have.
所以他赶快跑回家把那张支票把它烧了
So he immediately went home and burned that check.
然后再回来剥饼
and then come back to the table
好弟兄姊妹应该可能都听过一个事情
I'm sure you have heard of this
然后在那个中国当主复兴的时候
when there was a revival in China
然后在一个不晓得是女子学校就在一个学校里面
in a school there in China
很多哇很多这个学生蒙拯救信主了
Many students were saved.
信主之后，结果那个学校管理厨房的人发现一件事情。
The person who's in charge of the kitchen found out about one thing.
他说怎么突然好多的那个勺子、这个叉子全部都出现了。
All of a sudden, they have more spoons and fork.
哦，原来这些学生们平常喜欢就是揩学校的油，把那个。勺子带回去给当自己的用。
Oh, that was because in the past people will just bring this spoon and fork and use them and then bring them home or something.
所以当他们信主之后，里面有一个对罪的一个敏锐的感觉。
But now they have they're sensitive to sin.
所以把这些通通都还给学校。
That's why they bring all these utensils back to school.
所以弟兄姊妹 我听过好些的我印象模糊但是我听过发生的确发生这一些事情
I heard a lot of stories like this
就是比如说有的弟兄在剥饼的时候
Like brothers during the breaking of the bread
里面感觉受主的责备
They felt the discipline of the Lord in them.
因为他得罪了某某弟兄或是某某姊妹。
Because they have offended certain brothers or sisters.
他觉得说，我不认罪的话，我没有办法继续剥饼。
They felt that unless they confess and repent, they cannot continue with the breaking of the bread.
所以他们就站起来跟当面跟那个弟兄或是那个姊妹认罪。
So they stand up and.Right there and then, ask for forgiveness from that brother or sister in the meeting.
对，我想弟兄姊妹，我不是意思不是说以后弟兄姊妹每次剥饼都大家都站起来。
I don't mean that you need to all stand up and do that, do the same thing in our breaking of the bread.
但弟兄姊妹知道我的意思。
But you understand what I'm trying to get to.
当我们得罪人的时候，我们里面现在的感觉很微弱。
Today, when we offend other people, we don't have a strong sense in us.
但当神在那些人、这些弟兄姊妹身上复兴的时候，他们对这些感觉很强烈，跟主一样，或是就像主的感觉，接近主的感觉。
But when the Lord revives certain ones, their feeling of sin is so strong, just like how the Lord feels about sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们没有这个罪的感觉哈。
So today, if we don't have a strong sense against sin,
我们哪来的认罪跟悔改呢？
Then how can we confess our sin? How can we repent?
因为我们不觉得自己犯罪嘛。
Because we don't even feel like we have sin.
那如果没有那个认罪悔改，我们哪来赦罪的平安呢？
And if we do not confess and repent, how can we have the peace of forgiveness?
如果我们没有经历一个罪的捆绑，我们怎么能够明白罗马书第七章，我真是苦呢？
If we never have the sense of being bondaged by sin, how can we know the feeling in Romans 7 that wretched man that I am.
如果没有第七章的那些挣扎呢，我们怎么经历第八章里面我们的得胜，对罪的脱去跟得胜？
And if we do not experience the struggle of Romans 7, how can we experience the victory in Romans 8?
所以我想我今天交通就是说，我们不要做那个西门。
So today my sharing is we do not want to be Simon.
西门一方面他觉得他不像那个女人犯这么多罪。
To Simon he feels like he's not like the woman who is a great sinner.
他对自己的光景根本很麻木的。
He doesn't know his own wretched condition.
但是那个女人呢，她知道自己是个极大的罪人。
But the womanknew that she is a great sinner.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要开始学习，我们不要故意忽略我们里面的那些不平安跟责备。
So we need to learn. We cannot disregard the what's inside, the lack of peace that is in us.
人心比万物都诡诈。
We should know that the heart is deceitful above all.
我们真的可以在罪里面呢，给自己假的平安的。
We can have a fake peace.
因为我们跳过那个圣灵的责备，
How?
我们觉得平安。
Because we jump over the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
对，有时候我们讲一些话哈，讲一些不合适的话，没有感觉。
Sometimes we speak a certain we our speech are not appropriate. But
有时候我们一发脾气，反正就发过去。就算了，然后也没有感觉。
And we lose our temper, but we don't feel anything.
而我们有时候不能够原谅，我们也没有感觉。
Or when we're unforgiving, we don't feel anything too.
我可能不久前才讲过这件事情哈，就是尼托生弟兄的妈妈母亲。
Maybe I've spoken about this, but Watchman's mom.
当他妈妈原本是个不是真的去挂名的基督徒。
In the past, she was a nominal Christian.
什么打麻将那些东西都来了。
She plays mahjong and all this other stuff.
但是她得救信主了。
But then she got saved.
所以得救信主之后呢，很快的，她想要跟家里面有一点家里面的这个聚会。
And after she was saved, she wants to have a family meeting.
她会弹钢琴。
She can play the piano.
所以聚会的时候要唱诗歌嘛，所以她要去弹钢琴唱诗歌。
And so during the meeting, she wants to play piano and have singing.
突然之间，她觉得她弹不下去。
And then when she started to play, she felt she cannot go on.
因为不久前呢，她错打了那个尼弟兄。
Because he hit a brother knee without good reason.
打错了，就是说一个贵重的花瓶打破了，她以为是尼托生弟兄打破了。
Actually, she hit him with the wrong reason because she thought that he had destroyed a beautiful vase.
当他打完之后才发现打错人了。
After she hit him, then she found out that she hit the wrong person.
但是中国的父母是中国没有不是的父母，对不对？
But there's no wrong with parents.
所以他打过打错那就算了。
So what? If she made a mistake, that's fine.
所以那天她弹琴弹不下去。
But that day, she could not go on playing the piano.
然后神给她心里有感觉，你应该跟你儿子道歉。
And she was prompted that you need to ask for forgiveness from your son.
她里面有点挣扎，哪有母亲对儿子道歉呢？在那中国那个时代。
She struggled because at that time, no mother will ask for forgiveness from a child.
但是那个感觉，责备的感觉很强。
But that discipline was very strong on with her.
所以她就真的很诚恳的跟尼弟兄他道歉。
And so, very sincerely, she went and asked for forgiveness from Brother Ni.
这件事情呢，把尼弟兄带到神的面前。
This thing brought Brother Ni to the Lord.
因为他原来那17岁根本对神完全没兴趣了。
At 17, he didn't have any interest in the Lord's thing.
但是他心里面想，有一位耶稣能够叫我母亲有这种改变啊，这一定有什么不一样。
But then he realized, if there is a Jesus who can make my mom change. There's something about this.
后来尼都恩弟兄他自己信耶稣以后
After Brother Ni believed the Lord,
神带领他呢，他有年长弟兄姊妹教他，然后他神带领他呢，他向两三百个人写信认罪，赔偿等等。
After he believed, the Lord prompted him to write to 200-300 people asking for forgiveness and paying for restitution.
Yeah, 所以以前他得罪的，他能够想到呢，他全部一个一个去道歉。
All that he can remember, he singly, one by one, he asked for forgiveness.
Yeah, 我想今天我们很少有人这样做。
To us, that we don't do practice this today.
后来到了尼弟兄比较，已经是很已经是一个传道人之后呢，有一次发生一件事。
And then after he had become a servant of the Lord, something like this happened.
那个他有一个姊妹，教会有个姊妹名声不是太好。
There was a sister who didn't have a great reputation.
所以很多的周遭的弟兄姊妹常常批评她。
So many people criticized her.
然后尼都恩弟兄也听到这些批评。
And Brother Ni heard about this criticism.
所以有一天呢，他到去聚会。
One day he went to the meeting.
然后他看见那个姊妹呢站在门口。
And he saw the sister at the door.
然后他们就打招呼。
So they exchange pleasantries.
但是那个时候呢，尼弟兄里面有个批评的他的一个意念在他里面。
But he had a critical thinking about this sister.
也许他不是很直接的经历，但是他听到，但是他里面有一个对他的批评。
Not that he know it himself, but he have heard a lot of criticisms, and so he has this attitude towards her.
就这样子而已。
So only this.
但是当他回去之后呢，神给他里面一个很不平安的感觉。
But after he went home, there was no peace in him.
然后神给他感觉说，你要去跟那个姊妹道歉。
And the Lord prompted him to ask for forgiveness from the sister.
尼弟兄说啊。这件事情我可能要讲平衡一点，您就是说跟神说，其实心里面的一些的感觉呢，你不一定要把它直接讲出来。
Now I want to clarify this. Sometimes in our heart there are certain misgivings. We don't necessarily have to say it.
对，有时候你这样一讲出来，你反而让人跌倒，或是让人的跌倒。
Because sometimes this thing will cause other people to stumble.
对，本来人大家没事的，你一下里面一些只是一时之间的感觉批评的一讲出来呢，别人反而造成他的这个亏损。
At first they don't know about this, and then you tell them about your misgiving, it will hurt them.
尼弟兄知道这个原则，所以他跟主有点 argue.
Now Brother Ni know about this principle, and that's why he was arguing with the Lord about this.
所以他跟主说，里面所想的这些呢，不需要去讲，我直接跟你那个求赦免就好。
He said, I don't necessarily have to tell the sister because I can just ask for forgiveness from you, Lord.
神只给他一句话。
But the Lord only gave him one word.
他说你不一样。
He said, you're different.
所以呢，他就真的跑去跟那个姊妹认罪。
And so he went.To the sister to ask for forgiveness.
然后两个人就彼此流泪在那边彼此认罪。
And both of them were confessing to one another in tears.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们对罪的一个敏锐的感觉，不要失去。
So we cannot lose that sensitivity towards sin.
灵里面的感觉其实是我们的一个保护。
This sense of sin is actually our protection.
它印证我们里面生命重生生命的那个改变。
This shows us that there is real change in us after being born again.
我们如果信主呢，这个方面一定有感觉的，不会没有。
If we are believers, we definitely will have this sense.
你一定会感觉里面有不同啊。
You will know that you're different.
当你里面有这些的 经历的时候呢，你不会怀疑你自己到底有没有得救。
And if you have such experience, then it will be hard for you to doubt your own salvation.
这个感觉有点像说，比如说我们今天肚子饿了要吃饭，对不对？
It's kind of like today when you're hungry, you will be looking for food.
你如果肚子都不饿哈，你都不吃饭，那就要饿死吧。
If you're never hungry, then you're gonna die of starvation.
然后你我们有渴的感觉，对不对？
And we also have the feeling of thirst.
如果你身体那个水分不够了，你要渴啊。
If your body lacks water, you will thirst.
你没有这个感觉的话，你就叫做脱水，
if
会致命的。
If you do not have this feeling of thirst, you will become dehydrated.
有时候我们受伤啊，受伤会痛。
Now, when you get hurt, you'll feel pain.
那个是个保护。
That is a protection.
如果你没有痛的感觉的话，那你就伤到一个程度，你都不知道。
If you have no sense of pain, then you will hurt yourself to a point that, you know, it will be dangerous for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，不平安里面带着责备呢，是我们的一个很大的保护。
So the lack of peace and the sense of discipline from the Lord is our protection.
他叫我们能够回到正路，不要一直在走歪路了。
He wants to lead us back to the right way and not go astray.
好叫我们能够远离罪恶。
That we will be far from sin.
然后灵面如果灵里面饥饿的感觉，叫我们知道说我们要有属灵的食粮了。
And if we have hunger in our spirit, then we know we need spiritual food.
然后当我们失去喜乐的时候呢，就是一个感觉，我们表示我们没有住在主里面。
And if we lack joy, that means we're not abiding in Him.
我们没有顺服主的心意，我们失去喜乐跟平安。
We are not submitting to His will, and so we lost our joy and peace.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，好多历史上好多的例子。
There are many examples in history.
当一个人或是一批人呢？能够真实的认罪悔改呢，那个总是一个复兴的起头。
When a person or when a group of people start to confess and repent, that is the beginning of revival.
对于福音朋友来讲，当他认罪悔改，是他人生的转捩点。
So for an unbeliever, when they confess, that is the turning point of their life.
当我们对这个罪有感觉，能够回转的时候呢？我们发现主在我们身上就要做一个复兴的工作。
When we have this sense of sin and we turn around, then the Lord can start His work.
所以，我对不起，如果听过我讲过，就是我总是不能忘记以前柯姊妹，可能也不就是很 casually 就讲的一些交通。
I always remember what Sister Ke shared casually before.
他说他们那个时候补品聚会。
She said that at that time in their breaking of bread.
每次补品聚会结束的时候。
After the breaking of the bread.
然后地上都一滩一滩的水。
There's always like puddles of water on the floor.
他说这些是弟兄姊妹的眼泪。
These are tears from brothers and sisters.
他这个描述给我一个很深的印象。
Her description of this really put a deep impression in me.
因为这些弟兄姊妹呢，他们像那个有罪的女人。
Because these brothers and sisters are like the woman who's a sinner.
他们不是西门。
They're not Simon.
他们的确，我们主把我们罪都洗净。
Truly, the Lord has cleansed our sins.
当主光照我们的本相的时候。
But when the Lord shows us our real condition,
我们应该像那个女人的感觉。
Then we should be like the woman.
我们应该像保罗的感觉。
And we should be like Paul.
我们是蒙了极大的怜悯和恩典。
That we have obtained great mercy from the Lord.
然后主的爱就充满在这些人身上。
And the love of the Lord fills these people.
好，并且他们走这条成长的路呢，也能够叫罪在他们身上慢慢脱落。
And when they walk this way of growth, sin departs from them.
好，我想弟兄姊妹，这是一个西门跟女人的对比。
brothers and sisters, this is a contrast between Simon and the woman.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要轻看我们里面这个属灵的感觉。
Don't belittle the spiritual sense that is in us.
因为那个是真的。
Because that is real.
我们要怎么样对这些感觉有回应？
How do we respond to all this sensing?
我想，但愿我们能够在这个方面呢，能够不断的学习跟操练。
That we will continue to learn and practice.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这些污秽的人，你原本根本不该去触碰。
We who are unclean, supposedly, Lord, you will not touch us.
但是你今天好像把我们拥抱在你的怀里。
And yet, Lord, you embraced us in your bosom.
你把我们洗净。
And you have cleansed us.
是吧？你量给我们这一生的道路。
You have given us this path.
是吧？我们总是发现，当我们能够向你在你面前认罪悔改的时候，你总是在我们身上做复兴的工作。
And we discover that when we confess our sin and we repent, you work in us.
你没有意思叫我们好像留在罪中。
You will not let us remain in sin.
但是当我们心中注重罪孽的时候，主啊，我们这个人就没有办法有路。
But if we regard iniquity in our heart, then we have no way out.
但一旦我们愿意离弃罪恶，转向你的时候，主啊，就在我们身上放下一条这个何等荣耀的路。
But when we will depart from sin, then you provide us a way.
主啊，但愿在我们的生活当中，你再继续在我们身上做更深的工作。
And Lord, so please renew us in our life.
好像我们活在你的光里面。
That we will live in your light, Lord.
我们认识你，也更多来认识自己。
And that when we know you more, we know ourselves more.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.